From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton at Columbia Green Media doesn't speak with any Green County legislators who favor the new Green County Jail using its excess beds to house the homeless, an idea recently proposed by the Albany County Sheriff. Green County legislator William Lawrence, a Republican from Cairo, said, and I quote, "Municipalities have an obligation to have a place for these people to reside, to train them so they can find employment and provide mental health services. Jail is not quality of life," end quote. Green County Legislature Chairperson Patrick Linger, a Republican from New Baltimore, said, and I quote, "There is a lot more space available in Albany. They have 1,000 beds in municipal buildings. They can take a full building for the homeless," end quote. Sheriff candidate Pete Kosminski said Green County could not house the homeless because of regulations. And I quote, "Based on the size and the way Green County's jail is designed with classification requirements by the Commission of Correction, I do not believe that they would have the ability to close a pod, making it unlikely that we would be able to utilize the building in such a manner. If the ability arises where we had the space and if we would be permitted to do so, then I would certainly consider it," end quote. Sheriff candidate Diana Benoit said, and I quote, "It is sad to know we are going into this knowing we have overbuilt our jail. It seems strange to start thinking about what we are going to do with an overbuilt jail before it is built. I think the best thing is not to build a jail that is overbuilt and needs budget augmentation," end quote. Lawrence, chairperson of the Public Safety Committee, said, "On average, Green County residents can expect a 6.73% tax increase next year because of the construction. The increases are similar across the county, with Windham residents seeing the lowest increase of 6.48% and Ashland residents receiving the largest increase of 6.91%. Construction on the jail in Coxsackie began this summer." Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Fries reports in the Albany Times-Union that Skodak politicians are learning about state law and delaying bedrock blasting at the future Amazon warehouse site on Route 9. Activists against the project in the town claim town officials were unaware of the 2015 state law mandating a 45-day notice before blasting. Adam Brunner, a town resident and neighborhood association member, said, and I quote, "This is because of what Birchwood Association brought to the attention of our elected officials, information they should have already known," end quote. The drinking water protection law was passed in 2015 when Kinder Morgan was proposing a 320-mile gas pipeline that would pass through Rensselaer County. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media in the Greenville Pioneer that State Education Department test results of students in grades 3 through 8 in the Greenville School District declined this year, while Cairo-Durham increased but remained below the state average. In Greene County, the number of proficient math scores rose from 34% to 37%, while English scores fell from 32% in 2018 to 31% in 2019. In the Greenville District in 2018, 33% of students scored at a proficient level in English, but that number fell to 26% this year. In math, the decline was from 34% in 2018 to 30% this year. Cairo-Durham's English proficiency scores rose from 27% to 30%, and math scores rose from 24% to 31%. Across New York State, English language arts proficiency rose 0.2% to 45.4%, and math test results rose 2.2% to 46.7% in 2019. Read more about this story in the Greenville Pioneer. Diane Bowden reports in the Columbia paper that Hillsdale resident Lee McBride presented her history research with Richard McCormick of the site in Caryville where GRJH wants to put a gas station at the September 5th COPEG Planning Board meeting. McBride said that in 1936, Clayton Carl owned the Caryville garage on the site at the northwest corner of State Route 23, County Route 7, and Caryville Road. In 1947, the property was deeded to his wife, and in 1960, she deeded it to Doris Carl, and in 1961, the land was transferred to Sam and Roberta Flom, who operated the Carryville Garage, with a gas station operated by Ezra Link. McBride says the garage lift is still on the property and worried that hydraulic oil could still be present. The Copec Planning Board extended the public comment period on the proposed Carryville gas station with the next planning board meeting October 3rd. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.